the government put out a call for shovel-ready projects, as they say. Those are projects ready to go straight away or already underway. And the applications for the funds closed last Tuesday. 1,800 projects have been submitted, some dusted off the shelf, some mundane, some very ambitious. For example, a Wellington Convention Centre. Auckland Council's application included a call for 103 electric minibuses to Uber people to and from public transport stations. But one of the more interesting projects cited has been called Hamilton, the 20-minute city. University of Waikato Professor Ian White led a lot of the thinking around this behind this $500 million project alongside the Hamilton City Council and the NZTA. So to tell us about it is Ian White, who is a Professor of Environmental Planning at the University of Waikato. Ian, welcome to the show.
Kia ora, Wallace. It is exciting, particularly in comparison to what we usually do in New Zealand. So we tend to have a lot of debates on planning and cities around numbers or speed. So we need more houses or more roads and less red tape and quicker decisions. But I actually think the nature of the discussion is part of the reason why we have a lot of our urban problems.
So this 20-minute city, the concept emerged from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
What is it and why 20 minutes?
I should say at the start that it's not a race. There's no stopwatches involved. It's more about the principles of travel, which are around reducing the need to travel at all or to have shorter journeys. Excellent connectivity if you do have to travel and reducing the time you spend in between activities. So we do tend to take a lot more shorter journeys than long ones. So let's make them easier. And although it is targeted at the infrastructure fund, it's really lifestyle-led. So in simple terms, it's about living locally and aiming to give you most of what you need for a good life within a 20-minute walk, cycle, or public transport trip from home. So your local employment, your shops, your health, your community facilities, education, playgrounds, parks should all be easily accessible by everyone. And that's part of the thinking behind it was quite vision-led around infrastructure is there to serve us. It's not a means in itself.
Right. It's a great job. So it's an idea as much about lifestyle as infrastructure. Can you give us an example?
If you're thinking about how your daily life as you go around and you get commuting in the car and the purpose of the infrastructure and why it's been delivered. So the infrastructure is there and it shapes your decisions and it decides whether you go one way or go another or the different routes you take. So the infrastructure has a major impact on your life and it does this over decades. So we need to make this infrastructure serve us and give us the lifestyle we lead. So part of the idea for the 20-minute city was just to push back against some of the narratives that we do have in infrastructure, which is mainly around creating rapid jobs. And let's be clear, it's actually really good to see the government invest in the infrastructure funds because we know there's going to be a fallback in consumer spending and consumer confidence. But I don't necessarily want to discuss rules or speed. It's more about, you know, we don't want to do the wrong thing more efficiently. What we want to do is think about using the infrastructure to get the lifestyle we want. There's a really good quote from Winston Churchill, which he made during the London rebuild at the end of the Second World War. And he said, first, we shape our structures, and then they shape us. So the infrastructure we build in the recovery will shape our behavior and decision-making for literally decades. So why not use the investment to transition towards a different future, as Jenny mentioned earlier?
Very interesting idea. Ian White, Professor of Environmental Planning at the University of Waikato. And it's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it, Jenny? It's not just about infrastructure, but it's how lifestyle fits into that. And it's a nice benchmark, isn't it? It's a nice idea that for a good life, you need to have the ability to kind of live within a 20-minute walk or a cycle or a transport from home. Impossible for but generally.
I can see that, you know, there would be obvious health and well-being benefits out of an initiative like this. And the whole idea around connectivity within your local community and supporting your local community and local businesses and community hubs could, you know, come out of something like this. I loved it. I thought it was a great initiative.
What do you reckon, Scott? It's probably, I was going to say it's probably too late for Auckland, but maybe not. Maybe it's the 40-minute city, but you spend a lot of time in Tauranga, which is it's a similar size to Hamilton. I think Hamilton's a bit bigger, 120,000 people, but do you like the idea, the concept?
I do like the concept. I worry, though, literally what you've just said about the fact that it's probably too late for a place like Auckland. And I wonder whether it's too late for a number of our cities here in
right. New Zealand.
We're not that great at redoing planning or redevelopment of cities. We struggle, don't we, in New Zealand? I think it's a great idea. If you can be 20 minutes away from everything that you're doing, fantastic. It'll cut down, obviously, on a lot of emissions and those sorts of things. I think also great for Hamilton. The 20-minute city is probably a better tagline than the city of the future.
Yeah.
I think if we're going to think big, then this is the type of thing that we should be thinking big about, right?
So it comes back to your very first comments, doesn't it? What do we mean when we talk about transformational?